Ozone, little round, keep it a good fight, the number one champion song. Next time, song, we get a song, we're the number one champion song. Introducing to you.
The guarantees of the Bill of Rights are, quote, not self-executing. We have to continually make them work. As nightfall does not come all at once, Douglas added, neither does oppression. In both instances, there is a twilight when everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we all must be most aware of change in the air. However slight, lest we become unwitting victims of darkness. In order for the Bill of Rights to work for all of us, we need to know our rights. Know your rights. What rights do you have? You have the right to advocate for change. The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution protects the rights of groups and individuals to peacefully advocate changes in laws, government practices, and even the form of government. You have the right to remain silent. The Fifth Amendment of the Constitution gives every person the right to remain silent in the face of questions posed by any police officer or government agent. You have the right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure. The Fourth Amendment is supposed to protect our privacy. Without a warrant, government agents are not allowed to search your home or office, and you can refuse to let them in. Know, however, that it is easy for the government to monitor your telephone calls, conversations in your office, home, car, or meeting place, as well as mail. Email is particularly insecure. We'll be right back.
cable. I suppose I'm part of the problem from his perspective. In any event, if you're expecting yelling, sorry, this one is intended only to both give a little background and to address a fundamental flaw in that viewpoint from the White House. Part of this, I think, is the fact that this administration is still amazed that each day does not begin with a round of its applause.
Fall does not come all at once, Douglas added. Neither does oppression. In both instances, there is a twilight when everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we all must be most aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of darkness.
That a full appreciation of what the president has done requires the proving of a negative, you know? See this alternative universe over here in which we have 19% unemployment and the entire auto industry collapsed under President McCain? It's that the last president was completely lying. It's his 8-year scamming of...
What we need is to have a stable Afghanistan. We want a prosperous, stable, secure Afghanistan.
This administration is very good.
That's why I ordered more troops.
You continually say that we've got assurances that it's going to be different this time.
We will. After 18 months, our troops will begin to come home.
It seems behavior. It sets clear benchmarks, clear metrics. On them, have some understanding of what it is that we expect.
There's got to be an exit strategy. There's got to be a sense that this is not perpetual drift.
What are the consequences if these benchmarks are not met? What leverage do we have that would provide us some assurance that 6 months from now, you will not be sitting before us again saying, well, it didn't work. We have lost an additional 100 or 200 or 300 or 400 American lives. We have spent an additional $100 billion. The world cannot afford the price that will come due if Afghanistan slides back into chaos. But we still can't afford to lose, and so we're going to have to proceed in the same fashion. And maybe we'll have to send more troops in. But what leverage do we have?
WCOMLP Chapel Carborough. It's been about 2 weeks since I've been here, so please forgive the rust. This is micro-powered community-based radio. We are in Chapel Hill Carborough, and we are also online at WCOMFM.org. I'm Furious George. I do this every Thursday when I can. Like I mentioned a second ago, I have been out hiking on the Appalachian Trail for 2 weeks and doing some other madness. So it's nice to be back and see this great studio that everybody worked so hard to put together. I'm thinking about this great place, and I'll try to do my best by honoring not only the spirit of all the local volunteer-driven stuff, but also spin in my own local flavor with not only this stuff there in the background, which happens to be Flying Lotus, who I play all the time, and check out also what I started with, Bass Nectar. And this year, coming up, is brand new Slugabed, completely unreleased until now. Well, at least on this radio station. So, for everyone else who's been a part of Micropower Radio, or you're doing what you're doing right now, you're somehow downloaded the show and you're online somewhere and you're checking out the show, what we'll try and do is spin in some also some silly little business about the Obama administration and how they're slacking and bombing and accusing the professional left of this and that. So being a far left, I'm out front kind of guy, Furious George, Dr. Furious, is going to play with some of that craziness. That ish. For everyone else, if you want to request a song, our number here is 929-9601, and I will do my best to keep you entertained and tuned into this micro-powered experience. Stick around. I'm Furious.
Surfaces over the next several weeks as this is being debated. That
at that point, you are going to suggest that we are going to start phasing down our troop levels. We will execute this transition responsibly, taking into account conditions on the ground. Are there any circumstances that you can articulate in which we would say enough is enough and we are no longer committing our troops? The United States of America does not quit once it starts on something.
Look, war is always tough.
The road ahead will be long and there will be difficult days ahead.
Afghanistan is not going to be easy.
None of this will be easy. I have no illusion that this will be easy. In Iraq, we had success in reaching out to former adversaries to isolate and target Al-Qaeda.
Iraq was actually easier than Afghanistan.
I think
published tens of thousands of documents relating to the Afghanistan war. What do you think that is the biggest impact that modern technologies had on journalism?
Well, I think the WikiLeaks exposés look like they might change journalism altogether.
When President Obama was still candidate Barack Obama, he had plenty of despised Republican policies to run against that would fire up the base. Liberals didn't just hate President Bush, they saw him for the threat he was, and really, he was a threat to the basic American principles of justice and decency and fair play. Promised voters that if they elected him, he would end his predecessor's abuses of power. Really, he promised. Here's Mr. Obama in August 2007.
I'll also reject a legal framework that does not work. There has been only one conviction at Guantanamo. It was for a guilty plea on material support for terrorism. The sentence was 9 months long. There has not been one conviction of a terrorist act. I have faith in America's courts. And I have faith in our JAGs. As president, I will close Guantanamo, reject the Military Commissions Act, and adhere to the Geneva Conventions.
I like that guy. Close Guantanamo. No more torture. That same day, Mr. Obama pledged to end the illegal wire tapping and surveillance of Americans.
No more national security letters to spy on who are not suspected of a crime. No more tracking citizens. No more than protest a misguided war. No more ignoring the law when it is inconvenient. That is not who we are.
Yeah, no more of that because I said so and I'm the president thing. Obama, who on just his second day in office signed a series of executive orders banning torture and secret dissensions and calling for Guantanamo to close in a year. A new day had dawned in America. Except that 18 months later, that new day looks disturbingly like the old one. The prison at Guantanamo is still very much open for business. The administration has been holding suspects indefinitely in another prison near the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. And this White House has expanded the terrorist watch list, argued for indefinite detention, and gone out after whistleblowers, and on and on and on. Today, a new report from the American Civil Liberties Union suggests that instead of ending President Bush's worst abuses, President Obama may be on the road to enshrining them. Will preside over the creation of a new normal. President Obama, the candidate of change, turns out to be doing what American presidents nearly always do, especially in times of war. They expand executive power and they fight like hell to keep from giving it back. When one administration hands the reins to another, especially of a different party, those powers become durable, even permanent. They become bedrock. Joining us now to talk about why is Jamil Jaffer, director of the ACLU's National Security Project. Thank you so much.
The bigger argument of the report, though, is that in many, many areas, what you see when you step back from the individual decisions that the administration has made, what you see is an entrenchment of a pattern that was started under the Bush administration.
Okay, so what are those areas? I mean, and where are they most egregious where you see this kind of entrenchment?
Well, the places we identify, we point to the indefinite detention policy, the endorsement of indefinite detention.
And when you say that, just to be clear, endorsement of indefinite detention in briefs filed by the government
That's
as
right.
a matter of policy?
That's right. I think what's happened is that the Obama administration has abandoned the rhetoric of the global war on terror. But it has not abandoned the argument
It all started when Gibbs said, quote, I hear these people saying he's like George Bush. Those people ought to be drug tested. They will be satisfied when we have Canadian health care and we've eliminated the Pentagon. That's not reality. They wouldn't be satisfied if Dennis Kucinich was president. At today's White House briefing, Gibbs did not apologize, but stood by his remarks.
It was born out of frustration, but I don't think it was, I think it was born out of frustration.
But you stand by it. It's private frustration that you express publicly and accurately.
Well, public frustration that was written down publicly.
Name any names, Robert?
I left my membership list back in the office.
Congressman Alan Grayson is a Democrat from Florida and vice chairman of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Thanks very much for joining us. Your colleague, Representative Keith Ellison of Minnesota, has called for Robert Gibbs to resign. Should he?
No, I don't think he should resign. I think he should be fired. He's done a miserable job. People, I know, refer to him as Bozo the spokesman. He's not conveying the value of the president's strategies or his plans or his programs. He's doing a miserable job. It's that simple. He's so far in over his head, he'd have to reach up to touch his shoes.
So you think the problem is with him? You don't think that the things that he said reflects the frustration within the White House, within the West Wing of, say, Rahm Emanuel or the president himself?
I'd like to see Gibbs show some frustration over 15 million unemployed Americans. I'd like to see him show some frustration over 40 million people who can't see a doctor when they need to. I'd like to see him show some frustration over the Republicans who have blocked the president's plans and his programs. The White House, they said back in January, is suffering from the Stockholm syndrome. They've come to love their captors. And in this case, their captors, the people who are imprisoning the president's program, are not the liberals. They're the GOP, the Republicans specifically in the Senate, and the Republicans nationwide. They're the opponents for him, not the liberals.
Well, let me read to you what conservative David Frum wrote in a tweet today. It sounds like you might agree with him. Quote, more proof of my longtime thesis. Republican polls fear the GOP base. Dem polls hate the Dem base. Is he right?
Again, that's not really the point. He needs to concentrate on getting things done for the American people and restoring the middle class in this country, not giving us Republican talking points. What he said about Canadian health care, Canadians live 3 years longer than Americans do on the average, according to the CIA. So exactly how bad could their health care be? You know, if I wanted Fox talking points, I'd change the channel to Fox, not listen to the White House.
We'll be right back.
What would be your list of things that the White House is not doing that they need to get done? And I mean, with more specificity, obviously we want to create more jobs. Obviously we want a robust economy.
Well, what we'd like is to see the things that we do for to improve America conveyed properly. And that's his job, and he's failing at it. The generic congressional vote has dropped 16 points in 20 months. And this is with us passing health care for all Americans. He's doing a miserable job because his heart isn't in it. He belongs on Fox, not as the White House spokesman.
But me not go sell me race in a lump sum. And me not go shoot below, me not go shot none. Them fi know me rather bust gun. Me a be stinking rich this year. Paper money a cup of time in a gear. I fi make him money anytime, anywhere. Me not take check, but me make check clear. Why I fi rich, stinking rich, that me must run. But me not go sell me race in a lump sum. And me not go shoot below, me not go shot none. Them fi know me rather bust gun. Me see me parents suffer with me and me sibling. Go to bed without no supper, not even a dumpling. Used to have a whole heap of dream about the money counting. Used to think about today and what tomorrow will bring. Searching.
We don't advocate the loot for us selling.
If you in a 9-to-5 and I just keep working. Me want money in a bank every day turning. Cash card in a wallet, money stuck up on a bank. Now me not gonna stop even when I sing staging. Me have to make the paper for me picnic them living. But I want a house in the Pacific, plus in the Caribbean, and in a London like European. Me have to make a drum for me ducks and panny bass. Woulda love to bongo check them with the money in a case. Woulda love to build a school for me the youth them educate. Feed the homeless and the hungry, put a food pan the plate.
Me have to rich, rich. Fun. Big house I build, he inna the hot sun. Swagger tight, come me close, them a custom. No matter tell me, say me can't, come me must run. Rich, stinking rich, that me must run. But me not go sell me race in a lump sum. And me not go stoop below, me not go shut none. Them to know me rather bust gun. Me a fi stinking rich this year. Paper money a cup of kind, me not care. I fi make the money anytime, anywhere. Me not take check, but me make check clear. Why I fi rich, stinking rich, that me must run. But me not go sell me race in a lump sum. And me not go shoot below, me not go shot none. Them fi know me rather bust gun.
Bust.
made in court, they're making the same statutory arguments that the Bush administration was making in its last days in office. If you look to Guantanamo, it's true that the administration has committed to close Guantanamo, but one detention center inside the United States in Illinois, and that detention center would hold prisoners indefinitely without charge or crime. So ultimately what would happen is you would shut down the prison, but you would enshrine the principle of indefinite detention. So that's another error.
Does not come all at once, Douglas added. Neither does oppression. In both instances,
there's a
twilight when everything remains seemingly unchanged, and it is in such twilight that we all must be most aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of darkness.
Obama made that speech in the National Archives. That seems like the last moment you can point to when they were making these kind of courageous pro-civil liberties decisions, and everything since there has been kind of a steady downward trend.
Yeah, I mean, I think that... That is largely true, although I know...
Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas once reminded that the guarantees of the Bill of Rights are, quote, not self-executing. We have to continually make them work. As nightfall does not come all at once, Douglas added, neither does oppression. In both instances, there is a twilight when everything remains seemingly unchanged.
Sort of a panic.
We point in the report to the decision by the State Department to reverse the ideological exclusion of Tariq Ramadan and Adam Habib. That was a relatively recent decision.
Land of all.
Carefully considering federal court decisions that had questioned the basis for those exclusions, but that was a relatively
change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of darkness.
The administration is making every day, and you look at the broader trend. There really is what appears to be a kind of entrenchment of the global war.
Thank you.
because what WikiLeaks has done is what journalists should have done. You know.
Gibbs listed in his walk back this afternoon, three were variations of, in essence, "We prevented the depression." His frustration is entirely understandable. It's not just that what the administration did has been morphed by the far right into an insurrectionist attempt to install Barack Obama as the teller in your bank, the tax collector at your door, the pickpocket at your wallet. It's also not just that a full appreciation of what the president has done requires the proving of a negative, you know? See this alternative universe over here in which we have 19% unemployment and the entire auto industry collapsed under President McCain? It's that the last president was completely lionized. His 8-year scamming of America was swallowed whole because he somehow proved a negative. Every day of his term, this nonsense that he and he alone had prevented another terrorist attack. One president prevents a financial meltdown, gets tepid thanks. The other president doesn't prevent a terrorist attack, gets worship and blind allegiance because he didn't allow another one. Whatever the dark lesson in that sick truth, however, the frustration over it should not be directed at the professional left. The professional right is far more deserving.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George signing off. Thanks for listening to micro-powered community-based radio. Grizzas, here's a for bodaciousness. Bodaciousity. I'll be back next week, unless I'm playing some poker with DJ Nice Mike. For others out there, DJ Tooth Hurdy, we'll party before you leave town. And speaking of partying, here's a crazy cool song from a guy I'm sure I played already 2 times a night, Bass Nectar. Stick around, I'm Furious.
This a rocket launcher right here. AZEE, this a rocket launcher right here. AZEE, this a rocket launcher right here. AZEE, this a rocket launcher right here.
Rocket.